Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and we've got a big weekend just ahead of us. Lots of activities going on, including Mikado Days happening this weekend. And joining us from the Mikado Township, the supervisor there, Yogi. How are you, Yogi?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Oh, we're glad to have you on the show. And well, Mikado Days are going to be a big time for you guys there in Mikado.
Yes, it's it was big last year. Everybody had fun, so yeah. We're hoping we can continue it again this year and, you know, get everybody to come down.
Now, Yogi, how many years has this been going on?
Well, Mikado Day started around the 1960s, we had a 10-year, maybe, you know, 10-year or so that stopped.
Okay.
And then in 2011, we celebrated our 125th anniversary, so we started in 2011 back up again. So.
Very good. All right. Well, you know how to celebrate because I'm looking at the stuff going on. You guys got all kinds of things happening for the family, don't you?
Yes, sir. We sure do.
Well, why don't you give us a rundown? Now, what's going to be happening at Mikado Days this Saturday?
Well, we have a parade. The lineup is between 10 and 11 at Tate Road, which is just north of Mikado.
Okay.
And then the parade starts at 11. And there'll be some cars, a cruise car. We have a cruise coming over, the cars for the cruise, some classic cars or whatever.
Okay.
Sometimes we have about 45 to 50 cars, you know.
Wow,
so.
That's a good car show, man. Yeah.
And the entry fee is minimal. The organizers request some non-perishable food, and that's donated to the St. Vincent de Paul food pantry.
Oh, nice.
And that's the entry fee. And then we have the 1860s ball game. We have a team from Midland, and they come down and play the Mikado Clubbers, our local team.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Yeah, if you've never seen baseball played the way it used to be played, you got to come on out and experience it, don't you?
You sure do.
Yeah.
No gloves.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing the way they used to play baseball. Now, what time is that?
That's about 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay.
And then we're also going to have one bouncy and one slide, which is wet. So there's going to be water on it, and the kids can get wet, you know.
Yeah.
So I hope they come dressed for this and bring a towel with them.
You bet.
So they can, have some fun.
Okay.
We have some between 10 or 11 kid games. They're inexpensive, real low price, just for the small children to have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, and get some prizes. So they'll be set up. And we have a child ID, which is done by the Arcona Masons, for good DNA for the kids in case something happens.
Yeah, good to have that. Pictures and fingerprints, they do all that. It really is a good thing to have if you're a parent. You're right.
Yes, it is, yes. And also, we'll have the Grace Community Church from Muskota. They do a puppet show, which is really enjoyed last year. You know, they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
And the kids really enjoy them.
Okay.
And we're also going to have Joe Cox. He carves flutes.
Oh.
And he's going to be playing some of them so people can listen to them. And, of course, he's going to have some for sale.
Sure.
You know. We're also going to have the 4-H. They're going to do a bake sale, some face painting. So, they'll be there also.
All right.
Relay for Life. They got some Mikado Days hats they're going to sell for themselves.
Yeah.
So people can buy them and help out Relay for Life.
Okay.
We have a fire department water ball competition, which is right here. We got some Greenbush Township. So we're hoping some of the other fire departments join in to compete.
Oh.
So that's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then we have Mike Maturin. He got a magical act. He's really good at this, and the kids really enjoyed it. So we made a special place inside our Civic Center in Mikado. So we have chairs for the kids to sit down and really enjoy this magic act. So,
okay. Man, oh man, that's a lot of stuff to squeeze into one big day.
Yeah, and we got some crafters and flea marketers also going to be inside and outside.
Now, is it all taking place at right there at the Civic Center, or is it going to be throughout the town of Mikado?
Well, they're going to be in the Civic Center.
All right.
You know, and a fire competition is just north, you know, of it, you know, like 500 feet away.
Oh,
you know,
all right.
So they got a path you can get to it. So it's all in the Civic Center.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a fun day, and it's going to be all day there. Mikado is the place to be for Mikado Days, which is taking place this Saturday, July 12th. Now, Yogi, if they want more information about Mikado Days, how do they get more information on this?
Well, they can call 989-736-7721. Or 989-736-8869.
All right. Either one of those numbers will get you through to learn more about what's going to be happening this Saturday with Mikado Days right there at the Civic Center in downtown Mikado. And Yogi, who is the Township Supervisor there in Mikado, we appreciate you spending some time with us today here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it, and hope to see everybody over here.